Steve Buck-Action in Suspended Nanowire Basements. So this is done in collaboration with the CA Leti and the laboratory IMEPLAC, and the advisors are Yula Morfouli and Mouvona BNP and Christophe Poulin, Alexandra Koumela and Guillaume Jourdan from CA Leti. Let's just begin with some context elements on the MEMS technology. MEMS or microsystems are electromechanical components, sensor actuators of micrometric size. They allow to benefit from attractive performances and size reduction. Fabricated using a fabrication process of microelectronics to benefit from mass production and cost reduction. First development on MEMS started in 1960 to end with the commercialization of the first MEMS in 1980. After that, a period has started to address the existing needs of manufacturers. Since 2000, a new phase has started to improve performances. Since 2015, the development are more oriented towards the proposition of multi-sensor solution to facilitate integration. MEMS technology is used for several applications with different level of requirements. I take two examples, consumer application and space applications. For consumer applications, the main preoccupation is price and cost, whereas the performance arrives at second plan. The contrary for space applications, the performance is the main focus of the development by space and finally cost. The MEMS technology allows to answer to the increasing demand in electronic systems. The MEMS platform from CA Leti is developed since 2009 to improve performances of sensors and propose a multi-sensor platform. It consists in the association of two layers of monocrystalline silicon. First layer, the NEMS layer of 250 nanometers, used to fabricate piezo-resistive nanogauges and membrane for pressure sensors. The MEMS layer of 20 micron grown by epitaxy on top of the NEMS layer to fabricate mass, suspension beam, and actuation electrodes. The first type of sensors built with this platform are static accelerometers, and I will detail the functioning of this device because components used for the study. The static accelerometer is composed of an inertial mass of 200 micron per 300 micron attached to the substrate by two suspension beams, create a pivot point at the intersection. The inertial mass is free to move around this pivot point, and two piezo-resistive nanogauges are used on the two sides of the mass, measure the displacement of the inertial. Another component has been developed with this platform, and particularly gyrometers, dynamic accelerometer, magnetometers, and pressure sensors. This platform allowed an excellent trade-off between performance of detection and size. This is thanks to silicon nanowire used as piezo-resistive nanogauges. The typical dimensions for MEMS platform are 250 nanometer per 250 nanometer per 5 micron. The ACM image of a nanowire integrated in a MEMS sensor. If you look at the properties of silicon for bulk silicon and at the scale of nanowire, you can see that there is no difference between properties except for thermal conductivity that is reduced from 150 watt per meter Kelvin to 50 to 80 watt per meter Kelvin. Prediction allows a better coupling between electrical domain and thermal domain that could be interesting for the study of thermal piezoresistive back action and PVA effect. So the TPVA effect results from the polarization of a thermal piezoresistive beam that generates an electrical, thermal, and mechanical coupling that can be described by this diagram. Deformation Oui, je t'entends. We are in slide 6. Deformation X of the beam generated by piezoresistive effects, a resistance variation. Beams are polarized by a constant current or constant voltage, so it generates a voltage variation or current variation generated by Joule effect, a power variation. The resolution of the thermal equation how to relate the temperature variation to the power variation and its derivative. And finally, the thermoelastic force that is proportional to the temperature variation have two contributions, one instantaneous and one delayed by the thermal time constant. The objective is to use this thermoelastic force to modify the MEMS response. For slide 7, so the TPBI effect in when I started my thesis in 2016, there is no confrontation between a model and experiment in the literature. The first work realized at Leti by Guillaume Le during his thesis, as he has developed an analytical model of TPBI effect that he find an important difference between the result from experiments and the result expected by the model. The objective of my thesis was to understand this mechanism by providing an analytical model that enabled to describe quantitatively these effects. This model has been completed with thermal simulation of beam, and I realized electromechanical characterization of sensors to validate or not analytical model. In the end, this model allowed to evaluate the performances, the limitation, and the potential application of TPBI effects to propose an evolution of the MNM technology to improve performances of sensors. So here is the outline of my presentation, slide 8, and after the introduction, I will move to the second part on thermal piezoresistive back action. For the slide 9, I will focus on the structure used in the literature to implement TPBA effects. There is 9 groups identified in this topic since 2009, and here is the SEM image of the structure used by the University of Denver to implement thermal piezoresistive back action. It consists in a dual mass system with 4 thermal piezoresistive beams attached to the dual mass system to the substrate. Here is a structure used by NXP semiconductors that consists in a mass attached to the substrate by a spring beam and another beam to implement TPBI effect. NXP Semiconductor and the University of Denver are the two first group to work on TPBI effect. Here is the structure used by the CLAT, and it corresponds to the static accelerometer that I described before. And the two piezoresistive nanogauges are used as a piezoresistive beam. If we look at this tree structure, we can see that we need one resonator with at least one thermal piezoresistive beam implement TPBI effect. Slide 10 will focus on the model from the literature that will be named Model 1. And this model considers that the parameters are independent of temperature and deformation. The remainder of the TPBI cycle presented before, we will address each step of the cycle to propose the final model. If we look first at the piezoresistivity in a fixed free beam of length L, we can relate the relative resistance variation to the relative deformation by the piezoresistive coefficient pi L. If we look now at the polarization of the beam by a constant current or a constant voltage, and relate the relative power variation dissipated by Joule effect to the relative resistance variation, the coefficient beta that will depend on the biasing scheme, and parameters will be detailed further in the presentation. thermal domain, we can solve the equation, and we can relate temperature variation to the power variation and derivative, and we can see here a term that corresponds to a low-pass filter, thermal low-pass filter, can generate an attenuation at high frequency. Finally, the thermoelastic force is proportional to the temperature variation inside the beam. Using all this equation, the thermoelastic force can be written like this, with the first part proportional to the deformation, is KTVA that corresponds to an instantaneous modification for a stiffness modification, and part proportional to the derivative of the deformation, it corresponds to a delayed part that modifies the damping of the structure. Slide 11, look at the main results of PBA effect in the literature. The first result is the ability to control the sign of the thermoelastic. If the thermoelastic force is proportional to alpha, the coefficient of thermal expansion that is positive for silicon, it's also proportional to the piezoresistive coefficient that depend on doping. Dopant, it is positive for p-doped beam and negative for n-doped beam. Finally, it is proportional to the coefficient beta that depends on the biasing scheme. This parameter is positive and equal to 1 when nanowires are biased by a constant current, and this parameter is negative and equal to minus 1 when nanowires are biased by a constant voltage. When the thermoelastic force allows to compensate the intrinsic losses of the resonators, a self-sustained oscillation regime can be established, and this regime has been largely used in the literature for several applications. And among the axis of improvement for TPBA, the ability to reduce the dimension of the beam to benefit from a reduction of the thermal conductivity, and the maximization of the piezoresistive effect in the beam by adjusting the crystal orientation and the concentration and dopant time. The literature on TPBA effect is mainly focused on the application of this mechanism. And two applications have been presented. First is the ability to monitor the resonance frequency of sensors thanks to the self-sustained oscillation regime. The second one is the ability to control the quality factor. Main differentiation of my PhD work and the literature is to propose an analytical model, TPBA, describe this effect quantitatively. The slide 12 describes the TPBA model for MNM's resonator. MNM's resonator can be described by a pendulum equation with J0 the moment of inertia, gamma 0 the damping coefficient, and C0 the stiffness of the structure. When the nanowires are biased by a constant current or a constant voltage, it generates a thermoelastic force that will modify motion equation, and we can extract from this motion equation model one for the relaxation rate and one for the resonance frequency. Slide 13, look at the first step of the TPBA cycle that correspond to piezoresistivity, and the objective is to verify the effect of piezoresistivity in this cycle. We use a standard MNM's resonator with two nanowires oriented along the direction where the piezoresistive coefficient is maximum. Here for the structure, PL is around 45. We polarize the two nanowires with a constant current from 0 microampere to 400 microampere. If we look at the relative variation of the relaxation rate, the function of the biasing current, we can see a quadratic evolution of this relaxation rate can be explained by TPBA effect. verify the effect of piezoresistivity, we have developed a new test structure. This structure uses a standard nanowire oriented to benefit from the maximum piezoresistive coefficient, and another nanowire that is oriented at 45 degrees compared with the first one, allowed to benefit from piezoresistive coefficient close to zero. For this structure, we use this specific setup where the standard nanowire is behaved at 50 microampere with a fixed current in all the tests, and the nanowire oriented at 45 degrees is polarized by a current increasing from 0 microampere to 400 microampere. Look at the result obtained with this structure. The relaxation rate is not modified as the current flowing into the nanowire oriented at 45 degrees. The TPBA effect is cancelled in this nanowire. We have shown here the importance of the piezoresistivity in the TPBA. We can also look in slide 14 the conversion between electrical domain and thermal domain that corresponds to Joule effect. Look again at the relaxation rate as a function of the biasing current for two types of polarization. The first one corresponds to the two nanowire biased by a constant current, and we can see an increase of the relaxation rate as a function of the current as expected by the positive sign of beta. The second setup, where the nanowire are biased by a constant voltage, you can observe a decrease of the relaxation rate as a function of the biasing current, as expected by the negative sign of beta. I don't have time to enter into the detail of the adjustment of experimental points as a model, but we can show that the TPBA effect is more efficient than expected in these structures. We can also observe a dissymmetry between the results obtained in current and the results obtained in voltage. We are expected to have the same curvature for the two curves because it depends on gamma TPBA. Gamma TPBA that depends only on silicon properties and the size of nanowire. The literature model seems not sufficient to describe TPBA effects in type of structure. One other interesting thing to notice is the point where the relaxation rate becomes negative if for a biasing current around 300 corresponds to moment where the thermoelastic force allows to compensate the intrinsic losses of the resonator, and a self-sustained oscillation regime can be established. It's a setting up of the self-sustained oscillation regime. If I zoom between 2.5 seconds and 3 seconds, we can see the self-sustained oscillation regime. This regime can also be illustrated by a video that uses stroboscopic effects. And here is the LED that represents the setting up, the moment where the light is turned on. And we can see here the self-sustained oscillation regime at the extremity of the mass where the displacement is large. In slide 16, at the main results of TPBA effects. So TPBA effects allow to modify resonance frequency and the damping of resonators. This type of application are largely exposed in the literature, and for example for damping control and to monitor the resonance frequency of dynamic sensor. This effect is very dependent in setup condition and particularly on a polarization source. first model from literature is not sufficient to describe TPBA effects because it introduces a dissymmetry between results obtained in current and in voltage that can be explained by this model, and the TPBA effect is more efficient than expected with this model. We have developed a second model that takes into account the strain dependence of thermal conductivity. Contributions that is identical for the two types of polarization can explain a part of the dissymmetry between the two polarization. It can't explain the better efficiency observed with the first model. Developed a third model with an higher complexity, take into account the previous contribution and also the contribution of the polarizations. Model has been developed at the end of the thesis, but it seems to be a good candidate to describe TPBA effects. Some measurement needs to be done to confirm this assumption. At the end, the analytical model allowed to identify the axis of improvements and also a method of control of TPBA effect brings me to the third part of my presentation, slide 17. For slide 18, we look at the way to improve TPBA effect in the structure, and we have to maximize the parameters gamma TPBA that relates that correspond to the contribution of TPBA to the relaxation. The parameter is proportional to the thermal time constant over 1 plus omega 2 thermal square. It is maximum for omega 2 thermal equal to 1. We have two solutions to reach this equality. Modify the resonance frequency. For that purpose, we design two resonators, R2 and R3, with two different size of mass. Benefit for R2 of a resonance frequency of 12 kHz. For R3 with a smaller mass, a resonance frequency of 80 kHz. The second solution is to modify the thermal time constant. For that, we propose a new architecture of beam that corresponds to a standard nanowire separated in two parts of equal size, and we integrate at the center a thermal plate to modify thermal inertia without modifying electrical and mechanical properties. An example of a nanowire with thermal plate integrated in a MEMS M&M sensor. The table gathers all variants used for the study with standard nanowire and three nanowire of with thermal plate of increasing volume. You can notice that the electrical properties and mechanical properties remains almost identical, and we look at the electrical resistance and the resonance frequency of the structure. Nonetheless, the thermal time constant is considerably increased of more than one order of magnitude, 83 nanoseconds to more than 4 microseconds with the thermal, with the largest thermal. So with these two contributions, the two resonators and the different nanowire, we can change the product omega to thermal on more than two orders of magnitude. Slide 19 presents the results obtained with the different variants of nanowire. And we would like first to look at the gain generated by this new beam architecture. And to evaluate this gain, we look at the ratio between the TPBA for nanowire X and the gamma TPBA for standard nanowire. And we look at the result obtained for this ratio as a function of the thermal plate volume. You can see that the maximum efficiency gain is obtained for the resonator R2 with a nanowire with the largest thermal plates with a gain of 14. This gain can be related to the ratio between the thermal time constant of the nanowire X the thermal time constant of the standard nanowire, the prefactors that depend on the length of the plates, and the length of the beam. For the resonator R3 with a larger resonance frequency, you can see that the gain is only 2.5 with the nanowire integrated thermal plate with the median size. This is the consequence of the thermal cutoff that results from the resolution of thermal equation. You can also look at the current necessary to enter into the self-sustained oscillation regime. One interesting thing to notice is that for the resonator R2, we can decrease the power consumption to enter into the self-sustained oscillation regime from 250 microwatts only 10 microwatts just by modifying the geometry of the nanowire. Thermal plates allow to adjust the product omega to thermal equal to 1 to improve TPBI effects in the structure. Slide 20 presents a method of control of TPBI effects with a new polarization scheme. For this polarization scheme, the two nanowires are biased by a constant voltage source. We add two compensation resistances that are variable resistance in the circuits. With this resistance, we can control the value of beta that relate relative power variation dissipated by Joule effect to the relative variation of resistance. By adjusting the value of the compensation resistance, we can control the value of beta minus 1 and 1 and its sign. If we look at the results obtained on a resonator of type R2 with nanowire with thermal plates, look at the relaxation rate as a function of the compensation resistor or different current flowing into the nanogate. The compensation resistance is close to zero. Polarization scheme is equivalent to the voltage polarization scheme. We observe a decrease of the relaxation rate as a function of the currents. The compensation resistance is high. The voltage source in series with the compensation resistor is equivalent to a current source, and we obtain the result identical to a result obtained for the current biasing scheme, to say an increase of the relaxation rates as a function of the currents. An interesting point to notice is that point at the center where the relaxation rate is independent of the current flowing into nanogauge corresponds to a point where the TPBI effect is cancelled, the point where switch from an amplification regime to a damping regime. The compensation resistance allows to control the sign and the intensity of the thermoelastic. I will end this presentation with conclusion and perspectives of this work. For the conclusion, slide 3, for the thermal piezoelastic back action, I have developed several models with increasing degree of complexity. I don't have time to enter into the detail of this model in this presentation, but take into account several contributions from components, but also from the environment with the polarization source. I also demonstrated the interest of the product omega 2 thermal to maximize the TPBI effect and also to reduce the contribution of the biasing source on the TPBI effect. Analytical model allowed us to develop a method of control of TPBA thanks to a setup with a compensation resistor and to propose a new architecture of beam to improve considerably the performance of TPBA effect in our structure. In the perspective of this work, there is the ability to confirm the validity of the third model to describe quantitatively trivial effects in the structure, and also realization of proof of concept, the MNMs technology to confirm the interest of this mechanism to improve the platform. This work has led to several communication and publication during the thesis. If you want to know more about TPVA effect, my thesis defense will be on 10th of July at 2 p.m. by video conference. I will give you the link later on. Thank you for your attention.